Welcome, everyone, to Season 3, Episode 2 of the Fresh Pinball Podcast.
Is that what we're on?
We're back.
They said we wouldn't be back. Here we are.
I thought we were on Season 5.
I mean, we could probably, like, we could do a time...
Season 10, episode 25.
Some sort of, like, time jump here. I don't know. That's, like, the move, right?
Is that, like, a time, the time machine in Junkyard, you know?
Could be. I need Junkyard at my house.
I need Junkyard at my house. Soon if we can, it can make its rounds.
So I saw Whodunit came out of Quarter Up.
It did.
Johnny Mnemonic is in.
Clock is set. I made sure I double checked it while I was there today, when I set it there, obviously. And that thing's playing good. It's a fast shooting George Gomez classic. Like, I had it at my house for a long time. Like, I feel like I really intimately got to know it.
Those art blades.
The art blades definitely stepped that one up.
What, you went red flipper bands on there?
I think so. I'm looking at a picture.
It's a sweet looking game. The gloves working like it should.
The side art on that one adds to it so much.
I mean,
much.
If you need a custom topper, you can email
Fresh
Kyle at
Kyle.
His email.com.
I think the only
I went with a lot of red rubbers.
That's it still
it was, yeah.
needs. Color DNA.
It does. Absolutely.
That's like the final little move.
You know, I've been on the fence, like teetering on just doing a bulk color DMD order. So, I mean, we
I think
need
Keith
to...
said it was like pretty nice little discount once yeah. you get
the,
to a
the guy, I think
what it dropped, like
Mustang guy named not Steve, but in Columbus. He told us that too. He got like $50 off, $60
right.
off or something. He said.
Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
I talked to Pete the other day. He's thinking about a Bond premium, upgrading his Pro to a premium.
He's got that cool...
everything?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was going to say on his Bond Pro, I was thinking he has the mod where it adds... I mean, it's not even... I wouldn't even call that a mod. Like, sometimes I think mod's like more like, you know, little trinkets or whatever. But, like, this is like...
He has the one that returns it to your left flipper.
It changes
from
the game.
Little scuba area.
On the left.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I'd like to play it, but I don't know if... I'm not sure if he'd let us touch his games or not, but...
He's very particular.
He is, and that's cool. I'm totally cool with it. I don't want to be responsible for it, but I wouldn't mind playing that game.
No. I think we need to get in on one of those league nights over there in Columbus whenever they're either at Pete's house or someone else's house and just invite ourselves.
Do you think if we play in that kind of situation, like, what would we have to be like? We have to be polite and not, like, lose or win or, like... Do we bring a game to contribute? Like, what's the etiquette at these things?
I think we should bring something.
We just show up with Zach, System 11 night.
Yeah, it's fine. We show up whatever. Pete had some, not to talk about his personal collection, but he had a diverse collection.
He did.
It wasn't your standard LE, Stern, whatever. Yeah. It was like
everything
he
from
had,
like original Rolling Stones through the newest Spike 2s. There was a little
it was a cool,
bit
it was a cool
of
spot.
Everything.
When we dipped out in the basement, it was like, oh.
I wouldn't have mind being like just chained to the wall there. I would have been okay with that. All right, let's hit a little bit of a recap here from the season premiere of season 3, the premiere episode.
Little fact check.
We're going to talk about Jason Knapp of Knapp Arcade. After listening to that episode, shout out Jason for listening to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He emailed me and messaged me some pictures of a Pinball 2000 Whitewood that he ran across his neck of the woods.
Super cool.
It was in a shipping container and it was signed by George Gomez. So
can you imagine
the
just
legit
poking around in a shipping container and being like, "Hey, what's that back there?" Like, well, I don't know, some scribbles all over it.
Some piece of wood.
Yeah.
Throw it on fire.
The problem for me would be walking away without acquiring that piece. Be like, what's it gonna take?
Oh, for sure. I would
definitely
absolutely be
I need this
like,
on my wall right now.
You'd have to like first assess like, does this person know what they have?
Exactly.
And maybe it could have been from like an auction too. That's
like a
it's
lot.
It's like a passing by. Whatever.
Yeah.
And
did you ever get more information about like the guy's history with the Whitewood or anything?
I didn't.
How he came.
Jason said he was going to connect me up, so I'm just waiting for that. Speaking of which, Jason Knapp and Don Garrison of Don's Pinball Podcast, a few other influencers in the pinball hobby are at. Stern right now, Thursday and Friday, doing the full factory tour. They're getting to play all three versions of John Wick, so I'm really interested to hear kind of the takeaways from
that.
We're
not cool enough for that kind of stuff.
I mean...
I don't know if I'd want to go anyway.
Yeah, that's...
If we're being honest.
I mean, I definitely want to do a tour there.
Yes,
eventually,
tour, yes.
But...
I don't want the pressure of them standing there staring at me like, do you like this game? Like, What if I don't like it?
Exactly.
And be like, oh, yeah, it's cool.
So spoiler alert, this will probably go out maybe before Don announces, but anybody that's listening, Don is getting a John Wick LE, and we were trying to hook him up to where when he leaves the factory tomorrow, he gets to take his LE with him.
You think it's going
to
happen?
That'd be sweet.
So the word was initially that they were only going to have the export games boxed up, but that they're working on it to where... possible. Maybe because he was saying, I'll take my game unboxed, like I'll just wrap
it he'll just and throw it on the back of the truck.
It's like picking up a Corvette from the factory.
He has a truck, yeah. Ford F-150 situation. So speaking of all of that, so post VFW, myself, Kyle, Keith, and Phil had two deliveries to do post VFW. One of them was to Don of Don's Pinball Podcast, and he was working a shift or a job near Port Clinton, Ohio. So we dropped off Tales from the Crypt there for Don, and he had it the week that he was doing the drop.
He got a good game. I mean, he got a good deal. That's a fun game.
Classic Data East.
Yeah. Data East, as much as I like to shit on them sometimes because they suck, that one's not bad.
It's not.
Dude, it's one of the good ones.
It has, that's Borg, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So, it has some cool shots. It has some cool mechs. I mean, cool modes.
That was another one as a kid I remember always just playing all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. We had that around, but yeah. I remember selling that early because of the, it was just a hard one to place.
It was just
so gory. Yeah. No. People just didn't, you know.
It's not friendly.
Yeah. Not a crowd. Not like, you know, Looney Tunes or something.
But it's definitely Don, as soon as he saw it, he's like, oh, yeah, immediately in front of me, ordered a color DMD for it to liven it up and bring it into the 2000s and whatnot. But while he was in Ohio, he scooped us.
Hmm?
Somebody up there at the hospital while he was working heard that he was into pinball, and they hooked him up with somebody that had a Gottlieb Wipeout in their basement. What so the hell?
He bought that?
He didn't take one game home with him back to Wisconsin.
Dude, I wouldn't a Wipeout.
I know, that's a neat game.
I'm just thinking it'd be good for Nate Mikey's trailer.
Oh,
I've been looking for the perfect game, and I think Wipeout might be the perfect game.
I know.
What's he doing with it?
Whenever he's done with it, he might need to talk to us.
Don, hit us up. You know how to get all of us.
I don't know if he's listening or not. Probably not. But
he usually listens.
He always does his stuff so over the top. It might be out of our price range.
Yeah, that one I couldn't see. I mean, it's not like there are a ton of aftermarket mods available for that.
Yeah, but he makes his own. He made that chicken bucket. The dude's crafty.
He could be 3D printing some stuff. So in further news, the other sale post-VFW was Frankenstein. So Frankenstein has a new home. He's out there. He's doing all of the things, having a good time. So
living his life.
Living his best life. Frankenstein.
I don't know if he's living his best life.
He's living a life.
He's living a life. Hopefully he finds a better home. Somebody adopts him.
So
someone adopts him. Someone.
In further fact check news from the previous episode, Whitewater, it's here.
It's so good.
So
any doubts that we had, like, I know, good thing Kyle had to step away for a second, which is good because he's complaining no one's invited him. You can come over to our house
anytime.
Anyway, that game is shooting.
Oh,
I don't think
buttery.
Any doubts that we had about the only thing that is not. So I think the attract noises are a lot more than the original, which also could have just been how my other one was set.
Who knows what code we have in our original?
So you had the old chips.
Oh, that's right.
How Keith, old?
Like, one version earlier.
Oh, so not that old.
No.
So that could be part of it. That was my noticeable difference. And the other difference is the topper is still epic, but I'm just so... It's not the same. It doesn't have the same effect. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, other than that, the game is like literally the best. I have no doubt that this is the best Whitewater we will ever come across. Spoiler, Aaron, it's not leaving. You can borrow it, but that's
friendly
about
trade.
It.
Friendly
yeah,
trade.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do.
But
some.
I don't. I think this is going to be one we're going to have to keep, and I will definitely get it in front of the people because it's. You got to play this thing. It's. I suspect it might be better than playing an original like in '92 when it came out. This might be better than it was then.
I don't disagree. I mean, you put me.
He has
on
the mirrored back glass. I mean, he has all the upgrades. I mean, it's.
You put me onto the pin side thread that he put together as he was building this. I'll link it to our Instagram so everyone can check it out. But it's absolutely epic. The depth that this gentleman went into to get this game built. I mean, he went to the community with questions, comments, all of that stuff. And I mean, it's literally
it's
from
gorgeous.
Beginning to
and
end.
The only part on that game, as far as I can tell, and I haven't read through all of it yet, but like I've read
nine pages.
Yeah, which isn't that much. I mean, for Pinside.
For Pinside, there's terrorists.
But he, The only thing that wasn't brand new was the cabinet, as far as I can tell. Everything else, though, and it plays.
Which was an Adams Family cabinet originally, found out. Yeah.
But I thought the depths that he went to research of just the differences between the cabinets, because there was something to where he had to fill in and do something.
The notch
that was up by the head on the cabinet. I mean, just, it was insane. And I had the game at my house for about 2 weeks, and I told Corbin, hey, you need to absolutely get this out of here or it's never leaving my house, because I'm only playing that game. I wasn't playing anything else, and I was just obsessed with it. So finally, we drug it out of my house, drug it into Corbin's house.
Whenever John Wick showed up, you wanted John Wick. That's why
I wanted to put some time on John Wick. But we get it into your house, and I'm having a nice game on it when Corbin and I are playing it. I do like 300 or 400 million. I'm feeling, you know, pretty swanky. And then, of course, the next day, Zach plays it. Very first game he puts up on it.
First, like, walked in, 800 like, million or something time stupid. For one game.
I've never met a motherfucker in my life that can just put up a score for no reason.
Let me just do one real quick game.
Stern, just hit the ramps. Like, of course.
So Jeff put up a 535.
Your high was 535, yeah.
And then I put up good an about 885. That.
You were hitting those. You were getting the stupid points to go because you had five times going, and you were hitting like double, triple jackpots, and it was just like 100. Every jackpot was over 100
million.
That
sounds like some strategies. As soon as I get 100 million. I get 5x playfield, then I start multi-ball, and then I get three jackpots in a row.
That's the way to do it. I mean, it's good points.
I think I shared that theory with you a long time. Logan, we were in Chicago, I think.
Anyway. I know. And I find, you know, after I got some time on it, I got it figured out. But no, I'm definitely happy to report that that game is everything we hoped it would be and probably more. It puts to rest for me that a resto mod done the right way is maybe better than an all original game, because this thing is just...
I mean, we had that conversation. I said personally, I was like, yeah, a brand new game.
Yeah.
It's a brand new game.
It is brand new.
And
white
then
water.
After searching through that thread a little bit, I still haven't personally played it yet, but... But going through,
you know where to find
you. You know where we live.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's your address again, Corbin?
345 Fifth Street,
Julie Avenue.
Come on over anytime. But no, Whitewater, like I said, is definitely happy. We are happy to report that it is amazing. We're going to get it out there. I think we're going to get some stuff done, finished up on Corbin's original Whitewater. That way, we can have a little side by side comparison.
Absolutely, absolutely. Which also, did you know Norman did Demolition Man?
Yeah.
So I did not realize that until today.
I don't think I knew that.
Sorry. Random side note talking about Whitewater Man.
That game is bizarre.
It's weird. I forgot I had it.
Where you get better bonuses by using the handles?
The triggers.
All points or more using the handles.
Yeah. Well, I know when it goes to like calculate your bonus at the end, you get like a kicker for that, which is cool.
Yeah.
All right, quick announcement here for Mad Pinball and the Electric Playground. I think we've probably talked about the Electric Playground before.
Sick toppers.
We did. The Big Lebowski topper we talked about.
And then we've done events with them. We've done a lot of Quarter Up and whatnot. Yeah, they've done the Godzilla toppers.
I believe we have the only location in the world that has both of them still.
Yep.
Twilight Zone.
Twilight and Godzilla. And it's about to have all three.
So our Lebowski.
Twilight's fucking sick.
Oh, it's...
Oh, the,
next between, level.
I don't even like between that the game. Two. I think Twilight Zone's. I think between That's the two best. So far, I think Twilight's the best so far. Yes. I'm excited to see Lebowski.
Yes,
that ball though, the mech with the gumball and everything. I mean, that's they came out. Firing. I mean, they came out firing.
Yeah.
Have they announced what their next one is? Or we probably can't talk about.
I almost just said it, but and I'm like, oh, I should watch one. Yeah.
But I will say the announcement is.
I own the game.
It's going to be cool.
Is that Mad Pinball and the Electric Playground, we're going to be working together and we're going to be distributing their toppers. So shortly, by the middle of next month in June, you'll be able to order those directly from the Mad Pinball website. And we'll get everybody hooked up. But yeah, our Lebowski topper is coming next week. We'll get that put on top of the Lebowski at Quarter Up.
Scooby-Doo topper showed up today too. Electric Playground has amazing toppers. Yeah, yeah. I can't wait to do this. Not to discount their stuff at all, but I just thought of this.
So did you unbox it?
Spooky one.
Come on.
It was in at the end of the day, and I had to do like three more things and then do
four more
things to come out.
What's the official additional Scooby-Doo
topper? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the one with the bookcase that opens up that has the screen behind it. So, yeah, I'm excited to see that.
Slightly regretting selling our Scooby-Doo.
So that'll be on top of the Scooby-Doo at Unhitched Brewing Company in Louisville, Ohio.
We'll go throw it on here sometime soon.
So in addition to us now working even more closely with the Electric Playground, I've not even told you this yet, Corbin, but this is going to get us involved with
Chicago Gaming.
The Pinball Olympics.
Oh,
talk to me.
So apparently Robin knows some of the folks over at Pinball Life pretty intimately, which then connects to the Pinball Olympics. So for Expo, he invited us to be a part of a poster program for the Pinball Olympics. So we're going to be doing a little sponsorship for that. So more details to come on Pinball Olympics.
What do you hold out stuff like
that? You hide games for me? You hold out shit like this?
Corbin, he's just looking out for your best interest.
No, this is...
I gotta wait until you have that little frowny frown on your face. You're a little tired, you're a little worn out, and then I'm like, I'm gonna give you this little nug now. It's a little bit of happiness. So
Jeff knows how to bump me back up.
Thanks, Papa Jeff.
Thanks, Papa Jeff.
Some more
Papa
excitement coming there with the Pinball Olympics. It's gonna be a good time for us to be even more involved after being blown away by that last year.
I am so ready. I'm just gonna say, first off, as the reigning champ, I'm just gonna say that. But I'm excited to do it again, to be involved. That was like, after seeing it last year, one of my biggest takeaways was like, how can we help? How can we be involved? How can we like become part of this community out here?
Yep.
Because we're all on the same wavelength. Like this is it.
Yeah, because we're not necessarily like tournament players.
No. I'm more of an Olympics player than I am a tournament player.
Absolutely.
I could care less about tournaments. The Olympics whole, is my, that's my year. That's
the
what
whole
I focus
vibe
on.
Of that whole thing was
yeah.
Yeah, so to be involved with that, more details to come for sure, but I'm excited for that.
That's awesome. Damn.
So another follow-up is the games are officially in at Holy Moly Brewing Company in Denison, Ohio. We have what games, Corbin? What's our trio of pinball machines?
So we got Rush, totally decked out Rush down
with
there.
With the topper, the expression
so cool.
Lines.
Of course, everything. New playfield, I think that maybe has like 1,000 to 1,500 plays on it so far in that playfield.
She's a beaut.
Oh, she's a beaut, Clark.
And then in the middle of the trio, we have
Indiana Jones,
the pinball adventure, the wide body with the gun shooter and all the awesome mechs inside. Like Corbin had one this in his house the last year or so, and he did a full rebuild on this thing and just cheered it out.
A lot of extra lights to brighten it up a little bit. You know, we went a little wild with it, but it's shooting nice.
She plays
looking good.
And then all the way to the right, we got NASCAR, baby.
Which
go
seems
fast, turn left.
Just go lap.
I love the lap mech.
Laps around.
It's so much
with
fun.
The five magnets pulling.
Shoot the test car.
Test car is fun.
Shoot the ramps. Yeah.
Shoot the ramps.
And then we have an arcade game in there. It's Miss Pac-Man for now, about to be upgraded to a reunion cab that will have
Galaga
in Miss Pac-Man.
I think I'm going to run. Probably going to have to end up doing it like tomorrow after 5 is when I'll probably make it down there.
Yeah. So some excitement and some fun down there. Definitely if you're in the area, T County, Ohio, go check them out. Grab yourself a brew.
Yeah, they got beer.
And play some games. It's, as we've talked about in previous episodes, in a old church. So
it's got a lot of character.
Windows. They reuse the pews for seating.
Compared to the other one we went to in Rochester, as far as like a repurposed church, that one still had like the church vibe. The Rochester one was cool.
It
had a very good layout.
It didn't keep the aesthetic.
But it didn't at all feel like, inside did not at all feel like a church like you did at the Holy Moly.
Yep. So final item that I want to talk about from the fact check, and Kyle can speak to this a little bit. On the way back, we stopped in Toledo, Ohio. I'm looking for, you know, I'm always looking for something interesting to eat. You know, I'm always hungry. I'm always a little bit
good
hungry.
Food, man. Yeah.
So we have Keith in the car, and I'm like, Keith, what are you thinking here? So he gets on the Google machine, he gets on, you know, the TripAdvisors, and he finds
the
craziest fast food place I've ever been in my life. It was called Tony Paco's. Is anybody at the table?
Tony Paco's.
It's Eastern European Hungarian fast food.
Not what I was expecting. Tony, I'm not trying to like.
Dude, it's
expecting
like real
some pasta
plate.
Or something.
Like, you want a hot dog? Here's a real plate to eat your freaking hot dog.
Hot dog.
So what'd you guys get?
I got the full platter. Oh. So they all got like two little things. Yeah. I got the full platter.
Oh, it's a sample platter.
But they had hot dogs, chili, stuffed cabbage, chicken paprikash, pierogies.
You did go back for a secondary hot dog.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because you got the...
Because then I bought like the peppers and they had dill pickle suckers I got for Norrin. It was a whole thing. Yeah. So shout out if you're up in the Toledo area. It's a chain. Tony Paco's. Check it out. You're not going to be disappointed.
It wasn't bad.
So let's talk some VFW there, fellows. Let's talk some real deep.
All right, I'll say for starters, there is a Patreon episode that'll come out at a future date that was recorded, but
heavily redacted.
Yeah. I'm just saying I feel bad because we didn't get the snow cone bros. It was our opportunity, and I would have liked to have gotten them on, but we fucked it up.
I think we need to get Nate and Mikey some AI.
Corbin might have just been a little bit.
I was the only one. Yeah. Okay.
VUK'd. I drank Coors Light. I was drinking Coors Light. I wasn't that bad.
I'm the one who ruined the episode. I won't talk about why, but about halfway through, I said some things. Well, no, that I should not have been saying. So we'll get them back on the next time they're in town, or maybe we'll go see them.
I'm down.
I'm fairly
certain that I think that they like. So I saw a post.
Roll
the
bus out.
Their motorcycles, Mikey's motorcycles, out there. I'm like, oh shit, they're like out there full time now. Yeah. When I saw that, I was like, they're not coming back here.
Can you blame them though? I mean,
no. What about us? We're here.
They want pinballs.
They keep trying to get shit pinballs out there to them.
Wipeout. We get a wipeout. We put it on the bus.
Let's do it.
Well, let's go.
I'm in.
I mean, we were already almost
Chicago
going to
vacation.
It's only about, it'll be about 30, 35 hours.
We can park on the land out there. Ren doesn't care.
Whatever. Oh, yeah.
Down for whatever.
Dude, there's enough people. We just keep between lines.
As long as we have Wi-Fi, I'm fine. I can do my job anyway. Yeah,
the helper has to go, like, fix stuff, so.
All right, quick sidebar. So, Corbin, I've been forcing Corbin to go on some white glove deliveries and home calls with me because I get lonely and sometimes basements are scary. So he's been kind enough a few Mondays to go with me. So we've had a regular customer who will remain nameless that we've been going to. And I was on the phone with him the other day and he said, hey, what's the name of that guy that's been coming out with you, your little helper? What was his name again? I'm like, are you talking about Corbin?
Rosie?
He's like, Rosie, yeah. Out. Like,
Norin.
Yeah, whenever you come back out, can you bring him with you? I'm like, you realize that he's the one who owns Mad Pinball, right? Like, he's not my little helper. He has forgotten more about pinball than I will.
It's kind of a social experiment. I kind of enjoy it a little bit.
So for the record, Jeff, managing partner, Corbin, owner, Corbin, Jeff, boss.
Tank, dog.
Tank, still a dog.
So back on to VFW, I know we had speculated hot and heavy of what we were going to take to the show itself, and we ended up taking
Jeff's touch table,
Barrio's Barbecue Challenge, and
which was a hit.
Chicago Gaming's Pulp Fiction, and so,
TNA in the bus. We had TNA still in the bus.
We'll talk about everything that was on the bus.
We were talking about what we showed up with.
So. Yeah. Myself, Kyle, Keith, and Phil show up on Friday with these games, and you would have thought that we were like rock stars as we're unloading these games. It's like we pull up to the building, and immediately it's like, oh, who are you guys? What are you doing? Oh, you have pinball? Yeah, right this way. So they take us back to like the VIP section. We put them in, you know, someone's like little bungalow area where their bed and their kitchen and whatever else is. We barely have these games plugged in. And there's a line of like four people waiting to play this game. And all weekend, the two games were just getting absolutely blitzed and annihilated. What did we say? 300 plays? Was it 200 plays?
And that's just the night and the day. Because we'd load a lot of.
That's right. It was 2 days. Yeah,
we got there.
It was 100 plays a day.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
The time we get there. Friday.
It was like seven because we made a few
layovers. I don't know. As the helper, I still had to buy my pass. The one who owns the games, I had to buy my fucking pass in.
So as it turns out, the managing partner and director got in for free all weekend.
So did I.
Oh, I'm just fine. I don't care.
So that was a good time.
Definitely a good time.
It was awesome getting those in there.
That's a total different environment.
Yeah. It's so different from everything else.
Oh, yeah, as you said.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to be less than 50 people, wouldn't you say?
I could play anything I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, I camped out on Big Bang Bar is what I did. I played like half a dozen games on
Why
Big
wouldn't
Bang
you?
Bar.
I mean, I tried playing half a dozen games on it during the Saturday.
People are cranky.
Well, my first thought was, First of all, it's not going to be all faded because it's been getting beat on all weekend on Friday.
True. It should be fresh in theory.
And it was. Like, I'm putting up scores on it that I've never put up before, and I'm getting into things I've not done before. And I can hear it because there's not a bunch of people here around.
And plus, you're not like, I got to get this. You know, I don't want to, like, I want to play nice, but also, like, you know, I know there's a line behind me.
When you look around, you see a guy you can tell is clearly camping out waiting. Yeah. And you're like, okay, I got to finish my game.
Because there is nothing more frustrating, and I ran into it a few times on Saturday, to where you are waiting your turn, and then the person in front of you starts a second game,
yeah,
and you start staring. Yeah, come on, buddy.
A second four-player
I was going to say, those were the ones that was getting me. When they were starting four-player games, one person, you're like, nah, it's a joke. Move
it. I fucking suck at pinball. Yeah. You guys know this.
Me too.
But I really don't like the guy in front of me that
felt the need.
There's no need in a situation like that.
And he was rocking through him, too, because he sucked.
It's just courtesy.
Well, there's also the person at a show like that who is playing their three ball game as if it's the finals of, like, the international tournament championship or whatever.
Everything is on the line right now.
They're
like,
throwing
fuck.
The game across the room. Yeah. They're doing whatever. Yeah. It's like, all right, we're just here to kind of experience
these
games, be respectful, have a good time, everything else. Like, we don't need to be going, you know, full on in this. I don't know. But as it turns out, I think we said that there were nearly 600 games there, overestimated just a tad. I looked as of May of this year, there were 524 games, so still...
26 counting R2?
And 526 counting R2, but that was definitely a cool experience to be able to add to the event a little bit, and I know they were super appreciative of the entire, you know, of us making the effort, so it was neat to be able to provide that. It was nice to be able to represent a couple of our manufacturing partners. So it was a win-win all the way around.
So what was your favorite game, Jeff, of the whole thing? I think I know what it is if I had to guess.
I already know.
What do you guys think it was?
It was that one in the...
That's right, it was.
Yeah, the one in the back building.
The back building. It was a space-themed one. Yep. With
looking for a picture.
With the amazing ramps on it.
They were so cool.
One of the cool things on it to me... was, oh boy, me Corbin showing pictures of me with hair. That's oh man, look how good looking I was. My
you look so good, Jeff.
So young.
I never even thought of you having hair. Like,
assumed he never
had just
hair.
Like, you came out bald and
I came out
that
way. Nothing ever changed.
What was it, Space Alien or
Space Force?
Oh, sorry, yeah, I found a picture, but then I saw that and I got distracted.
Yeah, okay.
But the skill shot on it, so the skill shot
it has the weird ass ramps.
Well, before you get to the ramps,
a cam.
Oh, yeah.
The rotating cam on the
ball guide.
Yeah, the ball guide, and it's changed for how the ball shot out.
Which and then it had the awesome ramps on it. It had a couple pop up. I don't even want to call them targets because that's underselling it. But I'll post some pictures of this as well.
I'll say you probably have a good picture.
Oh, yeah, I have many pictures.
I probably took like four.
But outside of pinball, the big game for me there was the penny toss.
Oh, that was sick.
Because I know they had that there last year, but it wasn't working.
You know I love games like that are like, you play against people, they're very simple. Like the horseshoes, the pennies. Like
so describe it a little bit, Corbin.
Okay, so there's three different like scoops, basically. Like
funnels almost.
Funnels, yeah, like funnels sticking out. And they, I think, I don't remember what the point range is.
The top one was you move five spots.
Five spots.
The middle one was three spots, and the bottom one was one spot. And the idea was you had two horses that were racing.
Similar to
track.
Like the some of the other ones where you spin it and you flip it. But based on how many, whichever funnel you hit it in, essentially, with the pennies, you toss, there's a bucket of pennies, you throw your pennies in.
I mean, for context.
So I think like originally.
It's a back box and it has a trough.
Yep.
Yeah.
Underneath.
So you think originally obviously you had to provide your own pennies and that's how they made the money they'd get to keep whatever pennies went in, right?
Yeah, we were standing, about 10, 15 feet back.
Roughly, yeah.
And then you toss them underhand.
And then you toss them, you toss them in and you'd race and basically whoever would win
the
race.
In the back box of it, you have two horses, two different colors. Yeah.
Yep.
Racing
different spots.
The track.
Yeah, each time you
and
hit
your
five,
funnel
three,
was tied into the same color that you were tossing your pennies into. So
it was,
I could imagine
yellow and red.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A new version of that, but it's quarters, and the operator just keeps the quarters.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'd be down for that all day and all night.
Wish we could make something like that.
I know.
Or find that penny one. Cool. I mean,
I think that was a very cool.
I mean, so there was what
to reverse engineer that would not
10
be
ten or 12 of
no.
us.
No, it's super simple,
Jeff.
Be really easy.
You just have to make the shape of the funnel.
Right.
And then an opto or something that would trip when you drop it down.
Whatever you're going to find that's going to be reliable.
Yeah.
It was an opto, too.
I'm sure. That was old.
It was was old, but it had an Opto. It had an eye in there.
Very, very cool. So, yeah, Kyle, what was your game? I know you were talking a little bit about a bowling game up there. Was that the one that grabbed your eye?
The bubble one?
I like the bubble one. That one's
up in the front, right, when you first come in, right? Okay, that's right, when you say bowling, like, that's
old school section.
Yeah, so
the wood rail section.
It's still the, like, Seven Sisters game. I don't know what it is about that game.
Seven Sisters?
Yeah. If you go in that row
okay,
and go up, there's a game, and it's like, I think it's Seven Sisters or something. Jeff, fact check me right now.
Of course.
It's literally, you shoot the ball out, and there's flippers. There's flipper buttons, but there's one flipper in the middle, and then it, like, drains down this side.
I have never seen this game.
Yeah, right?
It's amazing. Like a little... It's
thanks,
like,
for sharing your amazing game with us.
It's like wood rail, and then, like, it's like, okay, well, this thing doesn't do shit, but you shoot it up, it comes down, you flip it into the thing, into another lane, and it has a buck, and it kicks it to another thing.
It's called Seven Sisters?
Seven Sisters, Nine Sisters, something like that. It's very cool. Very unique. Every year I go there, I'm like, oh, I need to buy one.
So you've been holding out on
me. Yeah, I'm going to have to make an effort to
try this out. Right, dude, like, come on. I try and show you. You guys want to find cool things. Where's the, you know?
Well, it's kind of hilarious. My game from last year was the Inner Flip Dragon. Mm. The one that I walked away loving. And then, of course, this year,
Nine Sisters,
we end up with a new in-box Inner Flip.
Yes.
Dragon.
Look at the layout on that plane.
We're going to end up with it back, I think.
Yeah, it's getting traded back in, which is awesome.
What was that mad about that?
We'll play it a little bit, and then it'll probably end up back out for sale, which someone will end up very, very happy with it. So this is Seven Sisters, you said? Nine Sisters?
Nine Sisters. Let me see, Corb.
Three blondes, three redheads, three brunettes. Look at the flyer.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's old school.
The layout of that game is just...
It's crazy. Literally, like, two pictures of it on Penn side.
Yeah, it comes up and, like, does a little bounce back and come down through the pops or whatever. And then there's one flipper.
Dude, hinge front door for easy servicing.
That's this important.
Is 53. Did you say 53 was the year?
Which is, like, some
early.
That's very early.
That's early.
Yeah. It's a very cool game.
Interesting. Interesting.
Corbin? Every year, it's like end of the line. I'm like, what December
am I
gonna of
play? 1953. That's wild. Unknown
value. I need my phone to look at my pictures.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. Go. I'd say my favorite. So I played a lot of No Fear because I love that jump ramp, which we also played.
Speed
3. Yeah, we played that in Columbus a bunch too. When I was down there,
you
last
were
time.
Vibing on that whenever we were at the downtown had, like, pins.
Four or five in a row.
You had six.
Six jumps in a row, and it felt. I'm not gonna lie. Each jump felt better than the last.
I'm
what I'm talking about on that game? When you connect with that, when it comes up around the top right, and you hit that, and it does it again and again and again.
Boom.
Dude, that felt... Oh, felt
so I'm good. In the other room playing Spider-Man.
One was witnessing my killer game. Time. I'm like, where the fuck is Jeff?
And Corbin comes running in from the other room. He's like...
because right. I won like four credits on it. I'm like, come play these credits with me.
He's like, two things you need to know. One, I just hit that loop six times in a row. Yeah. And two... No Fear is 50 cents a game right now. So
it is.
We went over there and we're jamming on that.
So, okay, but VFW, my favorites. So Twin Win, I thought that was very cool.
Yeah.
Because it's a non-traditional with, like,
that was
no
in Clay's
plunger.
Little room.
Yeah,
area.
No point. Most of my favorites, I think, were in that little room area this year. So, like, there's no plunger, there's no nothing. So that, and you said you'd play that the year before, but I don't remember it. So I thought that was very cool. And it was like another one of those, like, you hit different things and you advance your little car
your little
around the
car.
Spots. Yeah. So that one was up there. Faces, which was a Sonic game.
They have one in Pastimes. Yeah.
Yep.
And I just thought that, I mean, the art on it for me was like, it's just, it didn't have like cool mechs necessarily, but the art was
some
super,
of those old ones, the arts are crazy.
I'd say Faces and then Mars Track, both those next to each other. Like, the art on both of them was just
and
like.
I think we all know this too, like, why would you have these in a special place? And it's like, those games play.
Yes.
Yeah. At first, I was a little bit strong. Like, these are random ones to have in your little kitchen. But then I played them, and I'm like, oh, these like brand new. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They played great.
Strong.
That whole room had some very unique stuff in it.
Yeah.
So, like, I definitely enjoyed those. Big Bang Bar was. I mean, I know I always rant and rave about it, but like every time I play it, the more I play it, I'm like, oh, God. I love this game.
I need you to play it where you can hear the call out.
Yeah, I'd love to play it that way. Yeah.
Amazing.
I sent Jeff an ad last night and it's like somebody's trying to sell whatever.
Yeah, I was in that text message too.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Metallica. It was a Metallica.
Yeah, and then the today reposted the same pictures with the Big Bang Bar blacked out.
Because they brought that so much. How many did he get? People, there's like, hey, been two for sale for a little while, I think.
Well, that's what I told Kyle. I'm like, if he ever wants to sell Truck Stop, he just needs to put Elvira up for sale with Truck Stop in the background, and then everyone's just going to be asking about Truck Stop.
Yeah.
100%. Everyone cares about what's in the background, not the game that's actually
selling
for sale.
A car, you know, what's in the background?
What's going on in the back of that
picture? What's that bike there?
Yeah, what do you got there? What's going
on? Definitely my favorite.
Yeah, we got America's Most Haunted for sale. $10,000.
Well, we had posted, I'd posted a picture of your Elvira with the powder coating up and, of course, spooky comments on it. And they're like, America's Most Haunted alert.
Yeah, no shit.
Which is phenomenal.
Yeah, spooky. You know, there's no secret that it's in this
area. Like you didn't comment on, like, our giant fucking... giant spooky
right you commented
Rob on zombie
yeah
they're always watching
spooky experience
like, I think man, that's okay it's okay yeah.
America's Most Haunted alert. What was something that spoke to you up at VFW, Zach? Anything?
The normal, you know, joust. Pinball is always a blast. Big Bang Bar. I cannot play Blackwater a few times when I'm there. I also found some random Gottlieb, don't remember her name, nor did I take a picture of it.
That's my job.
Right. Jeff takes all the pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
When you shoot the ball, it shoots it up into this mini like play field first, and you play up there for a while, and then it drops down to the big play field.
That was a wide body. I remember you telling me about it. It was a Dimension 80.
Yep. Yeah, it was in that row.
It was something different. Cool. You know? All right.
So my game,
killer game on Rudy's Nightmare. I put up Grand Champ, whatever.
You managed to play it without breaking it?
It didn't break for one.
Gamatron, too.
I couldn't hear it, but I had a good game on it.
So my runner-up was a Gottlieb Arena, which has another awesome skill shot. You shoot it, and then there's like a little, almost like pegboard type thing to where it goes in big circles into little circles, and you're trying to get it into either a million-point shot or something else, and that game was just speaking to me for some reason, so that was my runner-up.
Oh, I found an EM called Teacher's Pet, where at the bottom of the playfield, and our kid is punching a kid in the face.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to find that game for Mom.
Because it is hilarious.
So, another...
Look at this kid.
Well, yep, that's definitely what's happening. He's punching right in the
kid.
Nose.
Right in that kid, right in the nose.
Right in the kisser.
So VFW, another successful visit. The big green bus was at the back of the parking lot. MB was serving tacos, just as Kyle predicted. It was just a fun day. We had the full complement. We had the snow cone bros. We had Tank the Dog.
Shut up about 4:30.
Angelica. Yeah, we had Phil, Keith, myself, Kyle. Yeah, obviously everyone at the table. It was a good time, so... Again, if you missed it, there's going to be a follow-up performance for 2024 in October. It's a toy drive that they do for charity.
We're keeping this on the DL. I thought we were trying to keep less people there.
Nah, no. it's for charity. Well,
or is that the canned good one?
That could be the canned good one. Oh, never mind. Or it's just us.
Yeah, anyway.
So definitely, if you're liking what you're hearing, and even, I mean, there were people who were
flying in. It's an experience. I'd say if you're within a 3 to 5 to 7 hour drive.
There were people that flew in.
Screw it, man. If you're in America, you should come.
If you're in the continental United States, you should probably show up.
I talked to people from the Carolinas. We've gone to
shows for, Colorado, Texas, wherever.
Sure. Yeah. All over the place. So it's VFW, 10 out of 10, would recommend, will go again.
Just a lot of games you're never going to see
anywhere else. A lot of pinball.
The way they play is just...
It's like every... Like, I've been there... Few years in a row now, and now it's like gotta go look at this or look at that, and it's like, all right, I saw that, and then you discover something else. That you
definitely
used. I'm at the point now where I've been there enough times to where I'm not as awestruck and overwhelmed. I'm able to go from game to game and go, okay, definitely. I've not played this, I can.
That's my goal for
this.
Olympics this year is to kind of just like slow down.
Well, but you guys spent a lot of time in line for TNA.
For you. Yeah. You didn't wait with us.
Out,
you still hopped in.
Perfect Tank timing.
Missed it by going to the bathroom.
And I'll say every second was worth it.
It was. We all played terrible, but it was
I wish I played better, but...
No, it was...
You didn't even start a fucking
phenomenal. So post VFW, we did the full Airbnb again. This time was a two car detached garage where we could put the pinball machines.
We had a few out there actually.
We set up Tales from the Crypt, Frankenstein, TNA.
TNA came.
What else? Pulp Fiction
and
Barrios. Barbecue baby.
So we got those set up. We played some games out there.
Where are we? Lansing.
Yeah, East Lansing.
Like
so,
an hour in the wrong direction, technically.
Hey, It turns out whenever the graduation for the University of Michigan is the same weekend as VFW, when you're looking for an Airbnb for 14 people, sometimes you got to go a little bit out of the way.
So maybe they just didn't want us there.
Could have been. Yeah. We had another small bus incident while we were there as Zach was backing up the bus. The neighbors
to
the left of the house were calling the Airbnb owners, letting them know that we couldn't block all the cars.
Dude, they could have gotten out. And I backed that bus down a tight driveway.
It was far before that.
So as it turns out, the bus attracts some attention.
Always does.
Sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes indifferent.
Mostly bad.
Yeah, but we got the game set up. Definitely,
attracts good attention.
That was a double pizza night, though, because we had first pizzas delivered and then second pizzas delivered.
No, so. We got first pizzas. Tank Angelica
went and got
the dog.
Crazy car Mustang wreck.
Yeah. Typical Mustang behavior.
We taught that dog to drive.
Watch out for
Mustangs.
No, he
didn't
drive.
His girlfriend drove.
Wifey.
The master.
Remember, because we had pinballs at his wedding.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were all there.
And then the second pizza was delivered later on, so that was making Jeff happy with the double pizza night. That was
whatever that one that was left over was not good.
Yeah, the second pizza was some pizza.
Yeah,
cardboard.
Not the greatest, but it is what it is.
It did its job.
So let's talk some events here, Corbin, because we've got some stuff coming up. We've got Unhitched with Barrios and actually, Pulp Fiction.
I think I can probably read the menu that they're
putting out. They're making a menu, aren't they?
Yeah, I got it.
Ooh, exclusive.
So they're doing
an event
theme menu that are, you know, obviously Pulp Fiction. They're doing a burger for that. And then Unhitched for Barrios.
Now that's a tasty
burger.
Here we
go. So the food specials for... So I should start off with, it's going to be Saturday, June 1st.
Correct.
We're doing our classic,
noon to 3.
She has 4 to 7 on this thing.
Yeah, that's
it's
not
noon,
right.
I confirm. Noon to 3, yeah.
It's noon to 3.
Yeah, noon to 3, our normal Unhitched thing on this Saturday. So we're doing the Smash Burger for Pulp Fiction, so it's going to be Royale with cheese, of course.
Royale
with Pork cheese. Belly Burnt-In Tacos, which I had those last time they ran those as a special. Ooh. So they're going to be smoked pork belly, burnt-ins tossed in buffalo barbecue sauce, slaw, ranch drizzle, may offer a crispy tofu option. Interesting. Not worried about that. Either way.
Shout out, Tia.
If you're into that. I think it does say in parentheses for Tia. So maybe she's going to come. But so, and then also a smoked chicken and waffle sandwich. Belgium waffles, smoked chicken, slaw, barbecue, drizzle, served with chips and dip.
Not messing around.
So I'm just going to say, there's going to be some top-notch games. There's going to be some top-notch food. There's going to be some top beer there. There's a lot of options.
So in addition to Barrios and Pulp Fiction, you're going to have what else is there? Fishtails, Toy Story.
Fishtails.
No, Fishtails is gone?
Where the hell have you been, dude?
What did you put over there?
Cactus Canyon.
Cactus Canyon. Family.
Who the hell do you work for? I don't even understand.
Fired.
Yeah.
Mando,
that's right. Maybe we'll bring John Wick back around.
Probably can. It'll be around.
John Wick sitting in my garage.
So we did the
Jonathan Wickersham.
We had Mr. Jonathan Wickersham over there with the expression lights inside.
The first one in the world.
You were the first one in the world.
That's right. Pinball doesn't play.
So we're gonna have some good games, good food,
good times.
So I'd recommend coming out. There's gonna be a winner. What are we gonna do? Maybe a knockout or something.
Yeah, we'll do a fun little knockout, a little three striker, and some prizes. There'll be some sweet prizes.
I actually Stern sent some pretty cool stuff. There's some Transformers stuff. Some stuff off Mustangs.
Really?
Out of the blue, a box shows up. I'm like, what's really? This?
Nice.
We have some trans lights and stuff, too. So we have some goodies. I'm going to have you print some more of the Mad Pinball, Mad Scientist posters, too.
People I printed some extra already.
I just don't understand our buddy Aaron Ridge.
What do you mean?
He's insane.
Well, yeah, because we did. So on Wednesday,
so last
John Wick, High Score John Challenge. Wick.
Corbin and I were playing the game.
I think it was Micah might have been. It might have been a three player.
Yeah, and yeah, Micah. Yeah. And he just walks in. I'm like, yeah, give me a pro, whatever. I give him your ball, and he
like, yeah, he takes my third ball.
95 million.
Yeah, I had like 5 million, and I was over fixing something or doing something. I turn back, I'm like 90 million. What the shit? Then he walks. He's like, you can have my two extra balls. It's like, God damn it. His one ball was the high. He won the high score.
Correct.
With his one single ball. It wasn't me. It was Aaron's ball three. That's it.
Difference between a high-end tournament player and us beer-drinking players.
Olympic players.
That's right.
I'm more of an Olympic kind of guy. Attach a treadmill. See how Aaron does then.
Yeah, well, yeah, that would not go well. In his Crocs, I'm not sure it would be.
It'd that's
be
the like, one thing. This is the one event I can get Aaron at.
It would be like Zach running in his steel-toed work boots.
Did all right.
So you didn't fall.
The tilt is what did me in. We're out at a decent score.
You gonna wear some tennies this year?
Probably.
Everyone's laughing. I showed up ready.
You were ready. Other than you'd already downed a bunch of tacos.
They were good.
Those tacos, I cannot wait for.
Honestly, on the way back up, they were probably better than some taco places I've been before.
Going down.
No. On the way back up, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you know, coming up.
Yeah, they were better than some going down. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So there was an event that we did where, or we didn't do it, but we participated. They had a pinball attached to a treadmill, and it was full sprint. So you just had to hop on.
Level 10, speed 10,
and run
incline 10.
While you're trying to play pinball. And I won that.
Champion, Corbin.
Couple rounds later.
Defending champion.
Yeah, the asthmatic guy was in Chicago. Dying.
Yeah.
So we have the quarter up anniversary event coming on June the 10th.
Yes, and I believe it's their... third or fourth? Third? I want to say.
So it's not there. It's the Monday.
It's their league anniversary.
Correct.
Which is going to be, I mean, there's going to be food. There's going to be, we're going to stack that for sure.
So John Wick will be there. Whatever the newest version that we have at that time, whether it's pro,
oh, it's LE, or premium. 4 year anniversary.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Because last year was totally three. Right. So that will be the 4th year anniversary. The newest version of John Wick that we have will be there. Lebowski's there. Godzilla's there with the cool topper. We've got Twilight Zone there with the cool topper.
Elton John's there. Looney's there.
Spooky Looney Tunes.
I mean, anything you want to play. Oh, there's a... I mean, I know this is old news these days, but there's a Bond 60th there. I mean, there's... Whatever you want to play, there's games
there. Is that where it's living?
For now.
Yeah. Damn, I have to put money
in. Yeah, it'll come back in soon, but yeah, I mean... It's got to earn its keep.
So that's what's coming up on the events calendar. I know we're also going to be putting Sweets something on the book soon for Sweets and Geeks.
We keep threatening to.
Happening because we just pulled Halloween out of Kyle's basement. It's ready to rock up there. And then we'll take maybe John Wick or something else cool up there to do a nice...
I think that'd be a good combo.
John Wick would be good there for sure.
Nice 5 or 6 game little doodad coming up. So we're excited about that. But
Cool Cats. I don't know... We talk about them yet?
Yeah, we've talked about them.
Just want to give them another little shout out.
Definitely. There. Belden Village area, Cool Cats Counter.
Good food. They've got Creature. They've Full got Diner. Room. They've got Jolly Joker's there.
A little Papa Shot action.
Oh, yeah. Air hockey.
Some air hockey. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a place for adults and kids. Get in there. The food's have a good time. Yeah.
Go check it out.
100%. Yeah. All right, we're getting here towards the end. Approaching the hour mark, Kyle, any final takeaways here from recent happenings that you want to end on?
Got anything?
Halloween plays nice for you.
I know that you were pretty excited about the Jaws updates and you were singing its praises and whatnot.
Oh, I mean, you played a couple games.
I did.
There's the light show is...
That's my takeaway of playing that in a home environment is when you're able to play it with the with the lights down and everything else. Like when it goes into Night Swim in this sort of environment, it's so much better than in the arcade because it's just perfection. Absolute perfection.
About being down here in the dark.
Love it. Corbin, final thoughts?
I did. Yeah, no, that Whitewater is sick. I've been playing that a lot. I definitely have been playing that the most. Did we tell the world we got a Congo? Do they know?
Cue down the music.
Oh my god. As soon as I start talking, Kyle starts trying to cue me out with his fucking music every time.
You need to let me talk.
Can we talk about Congo for a second and talk about the call in jukebox? Yes.
Zach is not allowed to talk about anything.
Yes.
Fucking
this,
A.
This has to be. All right,
so first off, we had
a near miss with the Congo.
I don't know if anybody, I don't know if you guys have heard or not, but we were
waiting until the end.
Oh, you fired up. I didn't know that. I don't know if people know this or not, but we were looking for a Congo for a long time.
Hot and heavy.
Really?
Yeah. I just want to let, I mean, the world, we got one, though. So
no, well, you can still email us at freshpin.
You have another one. Anyway, so we were on the Congo.
We could
hunt.
Link them.
Yeah. We were looking.
Ooh.
I heard that's Congo. Possible. So we found one. We have an opportunity up in Cleveland. Jeff's like, we got a guy. He wants a Venom Pro. It's like, this is a dream.
And some cash coming our way.
Done. Yeah. It was like, all right, yeah, we'll head up there. So we head up there. We get up there. And the guy is he buys a lot of games from different people, from different routes, buys out, like, large lump sums, and then pieces them out, sells them, whatever. Cool. Yep. Interesting guy. Seems like a nice guy.
He buys in bulk and then sells them, pieces them out.
Yeah. So we're up there looking. We check out the Congo. We're like, yeah, whatever. We'll take it because we want a Congo. We're in on
this. And this thing was nice.
It was nice.
Nice colors on the cabinet. It was
untouched, like, as far as unmolested. Yes, that's a perfect phrase. All incandescent still, all original feeling rubbers. The coil, it had been sitting, wherever it had been sitting, it had been sitting for a minute. Because even like when I went through and before I even plugged the thing in, I just went through it with my hand and just actuated all the coils and stuff just to see what they all felt like. And they all felt like they felt free, but like, well, one of the pops is fucked, but I fixed that already. But it felt like they just have been sitting in the same spot forever. So we get up there and he's like talking about his jukebox room or how did he phrase it? He called it something else. He's like my personal spot or something.
I have an area where I keep my personal collection. Yeah. So he knew, well, I had introduced Corbin and said Corbin's last name, Angela. Yeah.
And that immediately
sparked something with him. And he said, oh, come back here to my personal collection. I want to show you guys something. So he takes us from this warehouse area that's wet and dark and
like
whatever
puddles
else,
and big fans drying
to this room that's like a high-end cigar bar with animal heads mounted on the wall and like animal skin rugs and whatever else, and he has jukeboxes up and down
in one pinball there.
Godzilla but he walks us over to a wall and he has
fine mahogany
leather bound books. And he has a small little operator tag that says Ziegler Angeli on it. And we start talking about it, so on and so forth. And we're talking about jukeboxes, you know, just shooting the shit.
He's trying to find out what we have he can buy because he's like, I want to come buy our
games. Always looking for jukeboxes.
Like, yeah, not having, but.
So either Corbin or I say, well,
you did. You were like, you ever heard of this? Get the jukebox where you call in because, you know, we've been obsessed since.
We talked
to my dad. Since dad was on, we've been obsessed with the whole, like, finding out more about this concept of, like, the jukeboxes where you call in and you'd request your songs, and then they play them on your location, or you could play them at other people's locations. Like, I need to know more, because you can't find anything online. So Jeff said something like, have you ever heard about this? And he says,
oh, yeah.
They come to my office.
Come over to my office. So we go into his office, where he has this enormous desk, and one jukebox.
Yeah.
And the one jukebox he has in his office is a call-in jukebox.
Yeah, it is. And he's like, I got the headset at home the girls used to wear. Like, he knew all the facts about this. Like, I was so caught off guard that I was like, next time, I got to focus up more on this. Oh, later, dude.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I was completely caught off guard. And then he said, well, I don't just have one. I have three of them. And so he takes us back out into the warehouse, and he has another one that's basically a parts machine and whatnot. But I was just completely astounded, blown away, and aesthetically what it looked like. And I'll post this up on the Instagram.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I expected it to look like. But
it was so cool. It was so cool to see and just to talk to somebody about it. Because he knew about it. And he would, you know, the operators used to bitch because they had to switch out the tags, you know, the papers every week. And like, and then I said something to my dad and he knew. He's like, well, actually, I think he drove me by in Canton, the building that they used to be like the central hub where they'd call into.
So the idea was it was during the war, so they couldn't get records printed and whatever else because everyone was in on the war effort. All manufacturing was for the war. All goods and services. Instead all of
getting 20 for the whole town or whatever, you get one, they share with everybody.
Exactly. So that was the idea behind it, is we're going to have this jukebox to where everyone calls into this central hub and you have one place that has the record that plays it for everybody. It's just absolutely ingenious. Yeah. But
so cool.
That definitely makes me think that we need to do a follow-up Paul episode to where we'll do like the 70s or something.
I'd love to have him on, maybe Dolores.
Yes. We need Dolores on for sure.
And then I'd love to go back up to Cleveland and talk with him and take my dad so they could maybe talk and just observe.
Absolutely.
Just sit and observe.
Yeah, it's one of those times where you get like two people who just start talking about, you know, this, that, and the other, and something's going to spark an idea where we're going to hear a story that's going to be epic.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that was super cool. So, I mean, not only did we end up with a Congo, which I have back at the house, I'm currently half, it's
torn. With a minty volcano.
Yo, awesome. The volcano's good. The Amy is good. The plastics, everything is, it's all there.
It's a time capsule.
It is. And I'm in the process of putting it back together right now. I'm a little stalled. That white water came in, so that slows me. Then it got nice out, and so then I'm like, I'm outside a lot. Like, yep. Oh, I got to go inside and work.
It's nice, though, to have something under a layer of grease.
Oh, yeah.
I would so much prefer to find it like that than to find it like where somebody else tried to, like, you know, mod it out themselves and do the shitty work to it and do this, like, janky-ass shit.
I would much rather
be dirty. Incandescent. I'll put LEDs in. I'll clean it. That's fine. I don't want people to fuck with it. I'd rather do it.
No.
Let me fuck it up.
So. This explicit episode of the Fresh Pinball Podcast is brought to you in part by Angelie Stark Novelty.
Fuck it up.
So, yes, Congo has been acquired. It's in process. Once it's ready to go, I definitely need to spend some time at the Cernova residence. It will not be going to the Zach, Ollie, Max residence because they have all the good pinball right now.
I literally do. If you talk about all Zach's lineup, right, like,
here's the lineup real quick. Let's go.
You're going to shit on some, like, barcades around the country. Just so
literally.
Corvette, Big Guns, Taxi, Earthshaker, Funhouse, Flipper Football, Scared Stiff, Revenge from Mars, A Kiss, Captain Fantastic, Pulp Fiction, Total Nuclei, TNA, and John Wick. Pro
with the expression lights. So Zach's house literally put some arcades to shame.
Plus
right
a
now.
Play choice, a Joust, sit down, and a Pac-Man.
Cabriolet.
He's not messing around. It's the real deal.
Mm.
Take care of my Scared Stiff.
I don't think we've got anything. Have we got any other recent acquires? I mean, Congo is the big one.
We brought in that X-Men LE, which did not speak to me or you or your dad, so we went ahead and moved that on.
You didn't even have any time with it. I thought you'd want some time with it before you sold it, but it just wasn't there. I played it like a handful of times.
Here's the problem, is Whitewater spoiled me.
Yeah, because Whitewater, I'm so glad that you... I've had a love for Whitewater for so long that I'm glad
it's in my top five now.
X-Men and Rush are the same. Fuck
cheers to that. X-Men, is it?
No.
It's very
similar. It's similar, but it's...
With those things that pop up out of the playfield?
Borg.
All of Borg's games are a combination of his other games.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, everybody's games are combinations. Games. I feel like any game you can like trace back to some EM or something.
Thank you, Jonathan Wickersham.
Yes. But if you walk over to like Jaws, you don't look at that and go, oh man, this is just a reconfiguration of another one his games. I mean,
Owen has some, he's pretty unique each time.
But by the time he creates as many layouts as John Borg has, he may be recycling some things eventually because.
Does anybody know what Pat Lauer's doing?
He's retired, man.
He's retired. Toy Story was his last, right?
He's got that workshop out back. He's tinkering consulting. With something. He's tinkering.
You know a creative mind his like his around, can't man. Stop.
3, we should 000. Talk to George about maybe putting us in touch with Pat.
Dude.
I'm telling you right now,
Pat,
who I want on this podcast next, and I'm John Norris. I want John Norris on this podcast.
Let's do it, dude.
I'm speaking this into existence. I need some John Norris.
That's the only way to do it.
We peaked with George, so we gotta get back up.
We do.
I mean, we've taken a break now.
I think if we get George,
I hope nobody's mad that it's gonna be summer and that they don't have new
Pat Lawler, John Norris. They're getting
some right now.
Like we're talking about the Mount Rushmore.
Fucking
here.
Sustain this shit.
We will. I'm in.
Yeah. All the goodness.
Yeah. What do you mean sustain? We're gonna sustain this. We're on the.
Oh no! The listener just. This is what you get.
We peaked. I know.
Yeah. Consistency. That's what we're all about. All right, Kyle, cue up some mad pinball jingle here. If you need something, email Corbin at freshpinball, or I'm sorry, at madpinball.com. He's tired of just getting bills. He needs to get some other items other than just invoices that need to be paid. So, Corbin at madpinball.com. Jeff at madpinball.com. You want your email at work.
Yeah, Jeff's on a few days. No one hears.
I'm on an email cleanse right now. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you again next time.